Since first visiting in 1931, there have been numerous occasions that the Celts have played in different parts of the Americas. These trips have provided numerous memorable moments, including one of the most controversial episodes in Celtics history. The fixtures have mainly taken place in the United States and Canada, although there have also been matches in Mexico, Argentina, and Uruguay. This podcast tells the story of the Celts in the Americas. First trip that the Celts made across the Atlantic came in 1931 and took the club to both the United States and Canada. Thousands of fans went to York Hill Quay in Glasgow to wave off their heroes. The Celtic party travelled on the SS Caledonia, which would later be sunk during the Second World War under the name HMS Scotstoun. During the American and Canadian tour, Celtic played 13 games, winning 9, drawing 1 and losing 3. The boys appeared at various grounds, including famous baseball stadia such as Wrigley Field and Fenway Park. This was a notable trip for different reasons, including being the first time that Celtic played under proper floodlights, which came against a Michigan 11 at the University of Detroit Stadium. Also on this visit, the boys played against Joe Kennaway, who would later sign for the club in place of the tragic Don Thompson, who died just weeks after returning from America. It was 20 years before the Celts again made their transatlantic trip, and this time, in 1951, they were once again back in the United States and Canada. Like in 1931, the Celts travelled as Scottish Cup holders, and they took the trophy with them to display on their tour. In total, the Celts played 9 games across America and Canada, winning 6, drawing 2 and losing 1. They appeared in various locations, including New York, Toronto and also Kearney in New Jersey, which is famous for its huge Celtic supporter squad. On this trip, the boys returned with some silverware. They won the D. Kennedy Cup, beating Chicago Polish Eagles 4-0. The club still hold this trophy and it can be seen at Celtic Park. 6 years later, the Celts were again on the move. Their third Atlantic trip took the team to Canada and America, as with the other two. 8 games were played, with 5 wins, 1 draw and 2 defeats. In half of these matches, Celtic's opponents were Tottenham Hotspur, who were also on a US tour. Another opponent, the Philadelphia Uruk Truckers, surely have one of the longest names of any Celtic opponent. The trip must have been good for the team. Months after returning to Scotland, they achieved a British record cup final score as they hammered Rangers 7-1 to win the League Cup. A few years later, and Celtic were again back across the Atlantic. In a famous summer tour that was said to have shaped the Lisbon Lions, Celtic went to the United States, Canada and Bermuda in 1966. Across 11 games, Celtic won 8 and drew 3, failing to be defeated at any point. They also scored a massive 47 goals while conceding only 6. Celtic history books record this trip as being key to the boys' 1966-67 success, as it helped the players bond, ensuring they went on to win all 5 competitions they entered, including, of course, the European Cup. A year later, and Celtic were back across the Atlantic again, but this was certainly not a trip that brought with it cheer and success. Following the glory of Lisbon earlier in 1967, Celtic were entered into the Intercontinental Cup, which pitted the champions of Europe against their South American counterparts. For Celtic, this meant facing Racing Club of Argentina. In October 1967, Celtic won 1-0 at Hampden Park, but there was on-field evidence of the brutality that was to come in Argentina. Playing in November, Celtic fell to a 2-1 defeat in a match marked by extreme violence by both Argentinian players and fans. This included Ronnie Simpson being hit with a missile before the match and being unable to play. All of this led to a playoff game in Uruguay. Celtic had considered not playing, and in retrospect would have been better doing so. The Celts lost 1-0 in a battle marked by attacks, red cards and general chaos. Once back in Scotland, the club fined every player for their part in the madness of Montevideo. A year later, and Celtic had a much calmer American journey that took them to the USA, Canada and Mexico. Celtic played three games during this time. The boys twice met AC Milan, drawing and winning these matches. And in the second game that was played in Toronto, Celtic's 2-0 victory meant they claimed the first CNE Cup of Champions trophy, which can still be seen at Celtic Park. Celtic lost 3-2 in their game in Mexico City, but it was still notable to play in the world-famous Azteca Stadium. 2 years after this, Celtic once again went across the Atlantic. It came just days after the boys had lost the 1970 European Cup final, and involved going to America, Canada and Bermuda. Playing 7 games, the boys won 4, drew 2 and lost 1. Most of the matches that they played against were against European teams, with Man United, Bari and Eintracht Frankfurt forming the opposition. The second Bari game, which was part of the Toronto Cup, was abandoned in farcical circumstances. Bari had 3 men sent off, and then the rest walked off the pitch when Celtic won an 87th minute penalty. It was more than a decade before Celtic would again go back across the Atlantic, and in 1981 they were in the United States. This was to play in the NASL Transatlantic Cup. Playing in New York and Seattle, the boys lost their first 2 games, but then beat Southampton 2-1. A Celtic team far from being match fit had also lost to New York Cosmos and Seattle Sounders. A year later, and once again they made a trip over the Atlantic, but this time it was to only go to Canada. In fact, this was the boys' first such trip that involved only playing in Canada, without any American visit. In July 1982, Celtic were in Toronto to play in the Labatt International Soccer Tournament. It proved to be a disastrous and embarrassing affair. In the opening game, Celtic lost 4-1 to amateur side Toronto Italia. Roy Aitken called it a disgrace and said it was the worst game the club had ever played. A small segment of pride was restored by beating Toronto Hellenic 7-0. In the final game, Celtic had been due to face Dynamo Zagreb. However, the Yugoslavian side were already the winners of the competition, and so the boys declined to play this game. The disappointment of 1982 did not stop the Celts from repeating their Canada-only visit. 3 years later, in 1985, they were back in the land of the Maple Leaf. This time it was for another competition, the BC Place International Soccer Tournament, and the game was played in June of that year in Vancouver. In the semi-final of the 4-team tournament, Celtic beat Pacific Rim Soccer League All-Stars 2-1, whilst the other European entrants, Ajax, were knocked out. In the final, the boys faced local side North Shore Colts, but fell to a 2-1 defeat. The Canadian men had guests such as Peter Beardsley in their team. In June 1994, Celtic played games against Hearts and Aberdeen. This doesn't seem to be particularly unusual, apart from the fact that the matches were held in Canada, more than 3,000 miles away from Scotland. The teams all featured in the Hamilton Cup, a mini-tournament that was being held to celebrate Scottish links with Canada. In the semi-final, Celtic drew with Hearts before disposing of the Edinburgh men in a penalty shootout. This set up a final showdown with Aberdeen, who had beaten local team Montreal Impact in the other semi. In this final match, a Paul Byrne goal gave Celtic the win. Although it's hardly a major tournament, it was the first competition won by the Celts following Fergus McCann's Celtic takeover early in 1994. 7 years later, and almost 20 years after their last visit to the USA, Celtic were once again back in America. In January 2001, the boys played twice in Florida, winning both of the matches. Celtic had been based in Tampa and won 5-1 in a closed-doors friendly against the University of South Florida Bulls before drawing 2-2 with Tampa Bay Mutiny. This mid-season break must have helped Celtic. They returned home to win a first treble since 1969. Perhaps buoyed by this, 2 years later, Celtic were once again involved in a US tour. Playing in Seattle and Cleveland, the boys lost one and won one of their matches. These games were held as part of the Champions World Tournament. Playing in Seattle, at the Seattle Seahawks Stadium, Celtic went down 4-0 to Man United. However, the second game was much more positive. In another American football stadium, the Browns Stadium, home to the Cleveland Browns, Celtic beat Boca Juniors 1-0, thanks to a Chris Sutton goal. A year later, and Celtic were again back in America, playing four games as part of another Champions World Tournament. Despite being in America, all of the boys' matches took place against European teams. This was less than successful for Celtic. They were defeated 4-2 by Chelsea, 5-1 by Liverpool, and 1-0 by Roma. However, Philadelphia proved to be the happiest ground as the boys beat Man United 2-1. Despite all of these big-name teams, or perhaps because of it, the tournament was generally a flop. Significant financial losses were made by the organisers, and this saw Champions World tournaments being wound up as a result. Celtic again went back to America 2 years later, but to play in a very different event. In this case, it was three matches held across different famous US cities. Playing in Washington DC, New York and Boston, it was very problematic for the Celts. They lost to DC United and New England Revolution, but at least drew with Chivas USA, playing in the famous Giant Stadium. And in fact, Celtic only scored once in the three fixtures, although despite this, still managed to get two draws. A year later, and there was another US trip, this time in 2007, and it involved games in Colorado and Illinois. Playing in Denver at the amusingly titled Dick's Sporting Goods Arena, Celtic lost 2-0 to an MLS All-Stars team. The boys then drew 1-1 with Chicago Fire at the less interestingly named Toyota Park in Bridgeview. 2 years after the American trip, the Celts went to Canada for a one-off game. Playing in 2009, they faced Portuguese side Benfica. The match, which was held in Toronto, was part of the CNE Cup, a tournament previously won by the Celts. However, this time it wasn't so positive, as Celtic fell to a 3-1 defeat from the Lisbon men. Losing did not put Celtic off going back, and a year later, in a US and Canadian tour, Celtic won two games, one after penalties, and lost another two. In fact, the boys lost their first two matches of the tour, falling to Philadelphia Union and Manchester United, before beating Seattle Sounders and Sporting Lisbon. The latter game, which was a battle of the green and white hoops, took place at the famous baseball ground Fenway Park. After a 1-1 draw, Celtic won 6-5 on penalties to be awarded the Fenway Football Challenge Trophy. In 2012, there was a strange US trip that took Celtic to America. It was unusual because it came after the Scottish domestic season had started. However, the money on offer to play Real Madrid in Philadelphia was too attractive to turn down. 40,000 fans gathered at the Lincoln Financial Field to watch the Spanish team claim a 2-0 victory. As part of this trip, Celtic also took part in a memorial event for those who left Ireland during the An Gorta Mór, or the Great Hunger, and ended up in the USA. Celtic's most recent transatlantic trip came in July 2024. Three games were played all across the USA, and the Celts put in some formidable performances. In the opening game, the boys faced local team DC United, with the Glasgow men easily winning 4-3 in Washington DC. Celtic then followed this up with a 4-3 victory over Manchester City in North Carolina. In the final match, the Hoops faced Chelsea. They kept up their remarkable 4-goals record, this time winning 4-1 at the Notre Dame Stadium in Indiana. For Celtic, Scottish and European football will always be the priority. However, trips elsewhere in the world, including the Americas, have often provided alternative distraction and entertainment, as well as many memorable moments, and of course, events that the club would much rather forget. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, you can take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.